This is the captain. We have a little problem with our entry sequence, so we may experience some slight turbulence and then explode.
Hello, everyone. This is Voidmaster coming to you from an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This is a BTS talk podcast. Well, I'm making this for several reasons. One, I haven't made a podcast in a very, very long time, and I thought I might just dust off the mic and jump back in. Two, I'm reading this very interesting book that I wanted to discuss. Alas, Babylon? Perhaps you've read it? No? Well, it's about, the Cold War was going on. It's set around that time. About some people living in Fort Repose, Florida, and then the Russians actually do attack, and they hit us with nukes. And, of course, we attack back and hit them with nukes, too. But it talks about life after the day, as it's referred to in the book. Life before the day was pretty much what we have now. I mean, wonderful technology. We have refrigeration and all sorts of things. But after the day, the power goes out, and everything is pretty much set back 100 years or so. I was wondering how might some of you people adapt to that. I mean, what would you do? I mean, you have no power, no electricity, no water, because you can't pump the water. Lots of metals in your area are possibly radioactive. And getting food might be radioactive as well. You can't drink cow's milk because of strontium-90, stuff like that. I was just curious what some of you might think. Me? I'd boil the water I'd find from a stream. There's a stream here by my house. Boil the water. I'd hunt food and such. I would test things for radioactivity. I'm not entirely sure how. Maybe I'd just get in close contact with them for a limited amount of time and see if there are any negative effects. That'd be one sure way to test for radioactivity. I get some livestock, trade things. Coffee would become very valuable because that comes from South America. And trade routes, you know, the store isn't exactly open anymore, you know? It'd be shortages of coffee, that'd be very valuable, along with whiskey. Bread would be very valuable as well, and all sorts of foods that they couldn't get anymore, like beer would be. Heat, anything that provides heat for the winter would be very valuable. Having livestock, very valuable, stuff like that. But I'm just kind of curious what people in ATS would do if that ever happened. I guess this is Voidmaster signing out on his newest podcast. Bye, everyone.